you know I got a lot of questions for you today.
You do?
Today's a big day for you.
All right, let's go.
You knew, you had to know when you were on your way here. You said, I know AJ's got a ton of stuff he's going to want to talk to me about.
Let's go.
I've said for a long time.
No, I knew we were going to talk about one thing the whole time.
What was the one thing?
Come on, man.
What, did something big happen yesterday or what?
I don't know.
His interception.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's start with that.
The other side of the ball.
You saved the day, Quentin. You saved the day. Things, I told Fred this. Things were looking bleak to me.
Yep.
Because you guys had an injury timeout when you clearly didn't want to use a timeout, but you couldn't get a guy out of
with Lamar, right?
Yeah, Lamar couldn't get up.
Yeah.
So you have to call timeout there, and that gave them probably an extra 30 seconds
to regroup
that they wouldn't have had.
Yeah, right.
So the clock stops for them. You have to punt it away.
Yeah.
And I said, man, 25, 30 seconds, that's a long time at the end of
the
game.
That could be ran off the clock, right?
That's several plays that they could run in that time.
Right.
And you ended all that discussion in a hurry.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about the play. What'd you see? What'd they do?
We were just playing like a cover two where I had to be deep, and I knew I couldn't let anything get behind me. And, he threw the ball up, and I just, I'm glad I caught it.
Does he suck? Does Blake Bortles suck?
He has some work to do to get better. He's not. He's definitely talented, though. He definitely can play in his league and start in his league. But, he's still young, and he has to develop.
He's not – it almost seems like he's getting worse.
You think so?
I think maybe that happens to a lot of guys. So maybe that there's the, hey, look, you start out and
what
people have
third year?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you got
– but his stats last year significantly better than this year. Significantly.
Last year he had a good year last year.
Right? Yeah. And, Allen Robinson had a good year with him last year. And Allen Robinson's done nothing this year.
Right.
So it's been kind of a down time.
Yeah.
But the big story, of course, Brock Osweiler gets benched. And I've asked you this several times this year when I've thought – maybe they would bench
what
him.
What did I say?
Well, I'll get to it. The question I've asked you, I said, does this team believe in Brock Osweiler, and do you feel like when one guy's not pulling his weight that the rest of the team sort of feels that? And you said the team believes in Osweiler.
Right.
You said everybody backs that guy.
No question.
But I will say this. The minute they pulled that guy out of the game.
Yeah.
And I can't say for the defense. The defense looked great start to finish, honestly, again.
Thank you.
But that offense looked like they were all suddenly interested in playing football. I mean, everybody's fighting for balls. Everybody's suddenly they realize, hey, this is football. This is pretty fun. And what was the spirit like in the locker room? Because obviously for one guy, yesterday sucked. For the other 51, it was a pretty great day.
Yeah.
What was the feel in the locker room, and how do you guys deal with it? Like, is anybody – giving Brock a pat on the shoulder? What's the situation?
Well,
like?
Brock's a professional, man. It's the National Football League, man. It's a competition every single day, And, he knew, he didn't have his best game to start off, two picks, So, and again, like, OB's one of the guys, man, that is really, really competitive. And, like, he runs a competitive organization. Like, we compete at practice every day. And so it's about competition, man. And, on top of me saying that we ride with Brock, we're going to stick with Brock, I also said that we're going to ride with whoever's back there.
Yeah.
I remember saying that. So, that's just me as a defensive player. Like, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. We got to do our job for sure.
The fact that he gets pulled – and obviously when you're in the NFL, like you said, you're fighting for your position, your job every down.
Yeah.
But the guys with big contracts, they're always going to get – one more chance than a guy who's an undrafted rookie.
One or 20,
whatever it is.
That's right.
If Charles James was making Brock Osweiler money, he'd still be on this team. We can agree on that?
I think so.
Okay.
I believe that.
So there is something. Now, they'll say money doesn't matter,
right.
But it matters. I mean, once you invest in a guy, you want that guy to succeed.
It plays its part.
Yeah, so it because it's – there's egg,
but
there's
I can also say
on
this
a lot
though,
of
too,
faces.
Like, but certain teams – wouldn't do that, what I'm saying? Like, because of the money, they wouldn't bench him at all.
Right.
It'd be no question. And so that just shows you could go, like, OB is like, look, we got to win ball games. I don't give a damn about your contract.
Right.
What I'm saying? So that's why I like him a lot, man.
Does it seem like maybe there was pressure on Bill because this offseason, and Bill O'Brien's always been looked at as, for whatever reason, as some sort of quarterback whisperer.
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler was the guy he picked. Like, this was his guy that he thought he could win with.
Yeah.
That's got to be a lot of pressure on him, and it's got to be a big move to say, all right, that's enough, sit down.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big move. Definitely, I think McNair said, man, it's a gutsy call. But at the end of the day, man, we're trying to win ball games. It's December football, and we got to figure it out. Like, you know what I mean?
At what point in that game Is there, or if ever, was there, I mean, down 13-0 to the Jaguars, who, let's face it, that is a bad football team. They've won two games all year long.
Yeah.
Do you guys look at each other and say, what the hell are we doing here? We got to win this game to make the playoffs. Let's get going.
I mean, we knew coming in that it was going to be, you know, four-quarter game, for sure. But, we're looking around like, man, what, you know, after the kickoff return, we're like, what is happening right now? You know, so.
What's the how many of the 52 guys that are there on that team?
Yeah.
How many attend special teams meetings?
So you got the big guys who probably don't go.
Okay.
The linemen, right?
Right.
I mean, they go on field goal block.
Are you in all the special teams meetings?
I go here and there.
Do you want to play special teams?
Honestly?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Because I got to tell you, the special teams for this franchise, and they've made a coaching change at that spot recently. Yeah. Special teams has haunted this team for years and years and years, and it seems
we had a big play though too. Like we had the safety was huge.
Okay, I'll give you that.
It's a National Football League.
Is that a big play for the Texans?
Just because something bad happens doesn't mean like that group of people was bad. Like things are going to happen, they get paid too.
Okay.
We cannot play perfect game.
Now, you say you guys made a big play.
The safety is a big play. That's 2 points we lose.
Is that a big play for the Texans, or is that a stupid mistake by Jacksonville that got you that play?
What are you saying?
They held in the end zone. That's a safety.
This is National Football League competing competition.
They committed a penalty.
You held for a reason. The guy that you were guarding is a bull.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that.
Like we're competing.
But would you say that in your time since you've been with the Texans, special teams has underperformed?
It hadn't been a strength of the team.
Okay.
Well, no, at one point it was. Jacoby Jones went to the Pro Bowl.
You're talking. How long ago was that?
It doesn't matter. You asked me a question. You said since
okay,
I've been.
Okay, you're right. I did right, ask
I
you.
I played
that.
With Jacoby.
Okay.
I was here with him.
It was like 1984. I'll give you that.
They were scared to kick it to him, though.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, no question.
Now, do you think. Is that like a. And you said you don't want to play special teams. Is that a general feeling you think amongst starters in the NFL?
No, it's among veteran starters who have put their work in on special teams already. Like
okay.
I feel like I've graduated from doing that. Like I was one of the guys who I survived off of special teams.
If I told you the special teams would be better if you were out there playing, would you want to do it?
I would do it for the sake of the team.
Okay.
But also, is that true, though? To what extent is that true?
I don't know. I'm saying, like, if your coach said, hey, Quentin, I think we would be better on special teams.
If I did what, though?
If you were out there as a gunner or out there doing whatever. Right? I mean, returning kicks even. If you're doing anything like that.
It just depends. It just depends. Like, it depends.
Okay. Yeah. But you think at this point in your career it's not something you'd be looking to do?
Right.
And that's most veterans you think have that same sort of feeling about it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Most guys.
Usually.
9 years and above.
Yeah. Usually kickers. They're not a story. For you guys, I mean, Novak's had a hell of a year.
Hey, he gets my game ball.
Yesterday, that honestly. Dude was pretty – he was gutting it out, right?
Him Weeks, and Lecker, they get my game ball.
Now, Novak was hurt yesterday, right?
Yeah.
He was in pretty bad shape. I saw him on the trainer's table. You rarely see a kicker on the trainer's table.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of it – do you guys always treat the kicker like an equal part of the team? Or is it happens?
We make fun of him for sure. You know,
but yesterday you treat him like an equal for a day, right?
Last week too.
Okay. Yeah, he's won you guys a couple games in a row.
He's been balling, man. He's doing his job well.
Okay.
You know?
Do you feel like this team is going to play with a different confidence now with Tom Savage? Do you feel like the offense is going to have a bit of a different swagger to them right now?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
Was yesterday easier for you guys in the second half when the drives were extending a little bit?
Yes.
You guys had a little more time on the sideline.
When it wasn't any turnovers.
We've talked about that a lot.
Yes.
I mean, those quick changes, that's got to be the most gutting thing for a defensive player.
It's terrible. Especially when they get in the red zone.
Yeah.
God, that sucks.
The first turnover, you tell me if I'm wrong. I said the first turnover on Brock, I didn't blame all the way on him. That ball hit Will Fuller in the hands.
Yeah, that's on Will.
That is on Will. That's a catchable ball, right?
Yeah, professional athlete. You better catch the ball.
Has this been a rough rookie season for him? I know he started out well, and then things have kind of.
It's been pros and cons, for sure, like any rookie.
We were talking about this the other day. The rookies that have succeeded so far this season, like who have had if you go through the Texans draft, the last guy that they picked has been the biggest impact guy. Is that sort of a strange thing to you?
Who?
DJ
Reader.
Yeah, DJ Reader.
What you mean, last pick?
He was the last guy the Texans took in the draft. He was the last pick they took this year. But he may have been the biggest impact guy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the rounds and stuff to me. I don't understand your question. What are you saying?
I'm asking are you surprised that of all the rookies to have been like really big impact guys, it's the guy taken in, I think it was round five, has been the most impactful player?
No, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like him as a player?
I love him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to be really good.
Okay.
He's going to be really good.
I'm buying it.
Yeah, no doubt.
We got to hit a break. I feel like I've been asking a bunch of questions for a long time.
I love the show with AJ, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One of those other guys softball you or what?
Which ones?
Like, who'd you do it with? Joel Blank and Barry Laminick last week? What are they doing?
It's cool. You know,
they're just not as good as me.
Right.
I feel you on that.
You the man.
We're a good team, Quinn.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're a good
team. That's fair to say.
Yeah.
That's why you're like an all-pro guy. They kind of like starters.
They're all right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fair.
They're like Osweiler.
Yeah.
You know?
No, cut it out. Cut it out. What is he saying, guys?
Give me a second.
That's my quarterback, T.O. Boyce.
They're like Bortles. They're like Bortles. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm like a better Bill O'Brien because I just get out of the way and let the players do their thing sometimes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
Thank you.
Take us to break, man.